on page Reish Ayin Tes, the Alter Rebbe is explaining how the avoider rots of a shayv, this avoider of running and returning, achor v'kedem saratani that we've been learning about, this avoider is the seder of the Yom Tovim of Tishrei. We're learning about Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, the inyan of small doicha, small atachas the roishi, that on Rosh Hashanah there's a feeling of meriris, of bitterness, when a person realizes how the entire year had passed and the person was so far, far away from the Baruch Hashem, from the King. So that smoloi, that left hand of Hashem, which is always the small doicha, which is always din, which is always a feeling of distance, is ma'ira the person. It drives the person to work very hard during Aseres HaMetshuva, to come eventually to Yom Kippur. Since the smol itself is tachas l'raishi, as we spoke about, as we learned last week, that the left hand of Hashem Yisbarach is tachas l'roishi, that the tachlis of that feeling of being distanced and that feeling of merirus, of bitterness, is only that the person should come to that tachas l'roishi. That means the feeling that Hashem Yisbarach lifts the person up, tachas l'roishi. Even the richuk, even the left hand which distances, the left hand which causes the bitterness, it's tachas l'roishi. The tachlis of that is to lift the person up, to bring him closer than he ever was to Rabbi Shalom, which begins, of course, to unfold in Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is lefnei Hashem titaru. And the Rebbe was explaining how the inyan of lefnei Hashem is when a Jew comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu panim el panim, which is the avoid of the entire time of the year. As it says in Pasuk that we say, throughout that time, Makshu Panai, seek my face. And seeking the face of Hashem, as Panecha Hashem Avakesh, means that even though, of course, we are involved in things of this world and we have to be part of the world, yet when it comes to our relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, so there it's as Panai, Bakshu Panai, seek my face. There we are experiencing the warmth and the closeness of Hashem. Masha'enikim, when it comes to things of this world, even though, of course, we need to tend to things of this world, but as the Rebbe was explaining there, the relationship between a person and this world should not be panim b'panim, it should be b'kriyus, it should be with a feeling of distance and a feeling of coldness. Our problem is, as we were talking about last week, that we reverse this. When it comes to our Yiddishkeit, there's a general feeling of distance and of kriyus and of coldness. When it comes to this world, there's all kinds of excitement and warmth. So we're looking for the face of the world, and we're turning our face away, chalila, from Hashem Yisbarach. And that's what we're learning. Masha'en kein alai hipuch nemaki ponu alai oiref. That's the top of page Reish Pei. The Navi Yirmiyahu, when he describes the Jewish people having descended into the lowest place, the Navi says kiponu alai oiref. They show me the back of their head, the neck. Instead of facing me, kiponu alai oiref. I don't know if we read the text on top, so we'll just chazer quickly on top. Kiponu alai oiref, the top line on page Reish Pei. Shepanim l'Hashem l'mitzvayis v'b'chinas kriyus. Our problem is that when it comes to Hashem Yisbarach and kiyum mitzvahs, so there we turn ourselves, and we, instead of facing Hashem, it's with the oiref, with the neck, which is b'b'chinas kriyus, with a coldness. Vapnimis shalahem milev v'nefesh hilu b'chinas acharayim. This is the greatest tragedy, that we give ourselves over, our pnimius, our inner feelings and emotions. We spend all of that on what? On acharayim. And acharayim means on that which is the backside of creation, which means those things that are from the end, those things that are not holy and that are not Torah mitzvahs. So we put our lev and nefesh into work. We put our lev and nefesh into narishkeit and other things of this world. Shehem in yonim gashim, that are physical things. Shehem v'chaykim me'or panav yizbach, that are far from Hashem, the light of Hashem's face. And we pour our koiches into there. So a person doesn't just eat. He looks at the hamburger and he says, "Es panecha avakesh." I want this hamburger, but not just that I have to eat in order to live. When you look at the way advertisements are made and the way that the whole industry of advertising works, they're trying to develop a relationship, a warm relationship between a person and things. There were commercials that I remember as a kid. There were commercials about sports cars that were designed to give to create some sort of an illusion in the person's mind that, like, a car is, you know, that person should have a relationship with his car, as opposed to being a heap of metal that gets you from one place to another. Very helpful pile of junk that helps you to get somewhere. It's very kedai. But that's not enough that a person should have a way of getting from point A to point B. The impression was given that if you drive this car, then you'll be a successful person. Bichlal, you'll have the right friends, you'll have a lot of money, you'll have, and so on and so forth. So all of advertising is to create this feeling of panecha avakesh, that not just to do things, but to seek out all you can from things of this world, which is all acharayim, which is all the back. With the third line on top. Since obviously with Hashem, it's not possible to be far from Hashem. There's no such thing as being physically far from Hashem. Hashem is everywhere. You can't be far from Hashem. There's no such thing. So closeness to Hashem and distance from Hashem doesn't mean anything physical, because everybody's living in Hashem every second. There's no distance that's shaykh. The world is filled with Hashem's glory. So what does it mean, Nemel Blushan Ayref? So it doesn't say that you're far from me. You're right next to me. You're with me, the Bereshit says. The problem is you turn your back to me. That's the biggest insult of all. You're standing right next to the person. You're with the person, and the person turns his back to you. That's not the same as being far away. You could be very, very far from somebody, but you're facing the person. You're thinking about the person. You're davening for the person. You're calling the person. Even though you could be across the earth, but you're facing the person. But you could be standing next to somebody, mamish, and your back is turned, and there's no greater distance in the world. That's much worse than being 1,000 miles away. Is when you're standing next to the person is talking to you, the person wants to love you, and you turn your back. That's worse than it. That's worse than being on the other end of the planet. Right? That's worse. That's what the Rebbe's explaining. Shuva derech moshel kadam ha'imid el tzichaveiru. When you're standing next to somebody, ela shenepach arpa ilav. But instead of facing the person, you turn your back to him. Shezoch betachlis arichuk, the Rebbe says. And he's very careful with his words. That's betachlis arichuk. There is no greater distance than being next to someone and turning your back. All of us have felt that. All of us have had that. And that's a horrible experience. So the Baruch Shalom, through the Navi, describes what he goes through with Klal Yisrael. The Baruch Shalom says, "Ki ponu elai oirif." I'm near them every single second, and I want to have a relationship with them every single second. But ponu elai oirif, they turn their back to me. That's not being far. I'm with you every second. But ponu elai oirif. That's betachlis arichug. The Rebbe says, there's nothing further than that. Obiyam Kippur. So a person thinks about that during Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Metshuva to try to correct that. And the whole process of the Aseres Metshuva is to turn ourselves around and face Hashem. So you come to Yom Kippur, which is what? Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Yom Kippur means that a person is able to face Hashem. The whole time of the year is what? Es panecha Hashem avakesh. That's all. I'm seeking your face. Es panecha Hashem avakesh. And the Baruch Shalom says, Bakshu panai. Seek my face. When you daven, when you learn, in everything that you're doing, Bakshu panai. Look for my face. Don't turn around. Ubiyam kippur, mikol chatei seichem, lefnei Hashem titaru. So finally in Kippur, when we've hopefully removed many of those things that have in our lives that have caused us to be embarrassed, that we can't face Him. So finally in Kippur, lefnei havaya titaharu, we're able to look at Him. Of course, Yom Kippur is the highest gilui, the highest revelation of the 13 midas harachamim, the 13 midas of Hashem's compassion, of Hashem's love, of Hashem's Baruch's love for us. V'chein k'siv, im yu chataeichem kashonim, kashelig yalbino, that Hashem says that even if your sins, the Navi Yeshaya says, that even if you're a virus, im yu chataeichem kashonim, like deep scarlet red, Keshelig yalbinu, they will be whitened like snow. Vinyadimu kataila, okay, we're not going into the pratim of the different levels of redness which the Malbim and the other Mefarshim talk about, but vinyadimu kataila, if it's dark red, like that dye that comes from the taila, then ketsemer yield, it can become white like the wool. So the Tanya says, Kishelig v'tzemer hem yishleishes ha'midas ha'rachman. According to Chazal, snow and the wool are the 13 midas ha'rachman. Al shem ha'posig, levushei kislog chivar usar reishei ka'amar nekei. That's that posik in Daniel, which means that the levushim, the garments of Hashem, are white like snow. And the hair of his head is like beautiful clean wool that's been already totally cleaned out. That means Hashem's love for us, which are revealed in the 13 midas harachman. Lefichach misalim kol Yisrael yisponim b'ponim. So, on Yom Kippur, all the Jewish people, every Yid is able to face Hashem, to be back to Hashem's Baruch in this way, of ponim b'ponim. The bechinas pnimius nekudas halev. In this bechina, in this way of the pnimius nekudas halev that we were learning about, the inner point of the heart. Therefore, Yom Kippur, Ein Bar Le'achir V'Lo'Shesiyah. On Yom Kippur, we're not Isaac in things of this world. We're not involved in things of the Achorayim. We get back to that Sukkos. We'll talk about Mitzvah, the next Chelik of the Maimer. But Yom Kippur, there's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no relations, a husband or wife. Shebechol Hashana Adam Nizayin Ne'achir L'Shesiyah Gashmis, because the whole year a person had this pnimiyistic relationship with his food, and a pnimiyistic relationship when it comes to things of this world, the eating and the drinking and the physical drives and so on. That was the pnimiyist of the whole year, wasn't that? And through that strong physical relationship, shenasim hem dam shuha nefesh. This, of course, created and generated more and more blood. That's the redness, especially with our aveiros, that we fell into these things deeper and deeper. This creates the dam, the blood, that fills the chitzenius alev, the outer portion of the heart. The chitzenius alev. That blood that is the blood of our sins, chataeichem kashonim, yadima katoila, through all the through our preoccupation with physical things that always lead to aveirus Hashem Yirachem. But in Yom Kippur, the inner point of the Jewish heart is revealed, which is white and beautiful, which of course is not being nourished or sustained by eating and physical things, but only by Hashem's face. The way the Rambam describes a person who is lovesick, that he can't eat and he can't drink, When a person has that relationship of panim b'panim, when he's able to look at Hashem's Baruch in the eyes in Yom Kippur, so it's not the pshat that he's not allowed to eat or drink. He can't eat or drink. When a person is lovesick, he doesn't have an appetite for this world. That's how it is. Be'emes, when a person is able to look at Hashem panim b'panim, he doesn't want to eat or drink. He doesn't want to eat or drink. He doesn't have all these different cheshbonos of how am I going to do what. He can't eat or drink. He's too much in that place of avahava, like the Rambam says. He can't eat, he can't sleep, he's just in another place. That's when a person is panim b'panim. When it's panim l'ayiruf, so then when you're not facing the Baruch Shem, so then your appetite for this world is very strong. Let's learn the commentary.
The pasuk in Daniel, like Hashem said, to white. I think another pasuk maybe in Shir Hashirim it compares it to black. I was wondering what's the relationship Hashem's hair and something black, like Teltalim Shekoros.
Right. That's in Golas. If you look at the pasukim, it's all talking about the night and Golas and so.
This is. Don't see Hashem's minister Rachamim.
When there's hast upon him. When Hashem is in the shadows, it appears to us as being black. But Shcheres Kairiv, like it says over the Chazal, in the Medrash Tazrir, if you look over there, it talks about the black hair. That's when we're going through concealment and difficulties and so on. But when the separation is removed and the light is on, then we see that it's mamish, beautiful light. Yeah. Okay, let's look at the commentary on the right side. Masha'enken ala hipach namaki panalei ayurf. The Indian of panalei ayurf. Masha'enken, misha oisik bedvarim gashmi b'islavas. When a person is oisik in physical things, but he doesn't just do physical things, he does them b'islavas. He does it b'islavas. He's not even talking about here in Aveira. It's not in Aveira. Mumil Tehav is doing Aveiras. He's talking about he's doing things that are permitted. He's doing things that are permitted, like the Duggies Thanksgiving extravaganza. Duggies, Glad Kosher. We hope. I mean, no reason to think it's not, but we hope. When people fresh a lot, the chance of things being kosher is much less, right? Because it better be kosher because I'm hungry. You just make sure this is kosher. Right? Many years ago when I was first married, it was Mashgiach. I was the mashgiach in a place, and there was a wedding that was supposed to happen at 6 o'clock. The food was supposed to start at 6 o'clock, and I was there. They gave me two fellows to work with me, and it was a wedding for around 1,500 people, in a fancy hotel in Manhattan. And I looked at the matziv that I was put in. And I looked at these two fellows that they gave me to work with, and I saw that I don't see how this is going to be shaykh, and I told him, he said, this is going to be shaykh. The caterer, it's not shaykh, it's just not shaykh. You know, I have to give more chevri here. I can't, it's not shaykh. Unless, if you want to make the wedding next week, I can make it next week. But you're telling me 6 o'clock, it's not shaykh. So then he's getting me. He didn't bring me any other guy, and I'm working there, mamish. I was doing all the things that I'm not even supposed to do. All that stuff I was supposed to supervise. I was mamish killing myself with these two guys. They were nice guys, and we're trying. So it's around 5 o'clock. I'm not going to tell you all that was going on during the day. They avoid the mamish nonstop. And I said to him at 5 o'clock, listen, it's not ready. can't be. You can't give these people 6 o'clock to eat. You have to understand, it was in a Chaifa hotel. When I opened the ovens, it was oozing with chazer from. It's not. There was a little bit like, you know, we're worried about Pesach or that there's. It was oozing with. You put your finger in, it came out globs of chazer, right? And all the rest of yeshivas and rebbes are coming to eat. So I said to him, it's not possible. It's not at 6 o'clock. He said to me, "You make sure it is." He's a firm guy. I said, "It's not ready. It's not going to be ready. I can't give Jews to eat at 6 o'clock. It's not shy." He said, "If you ever want to work again, you better make sure that it's ready." So he started to talk like mafia or something. You know, you better make sure we end up in the East River or something. This is not, we're not talking about a medical issue. We're talking about a smorgasbord, right? So I understand this is panasa. I mean, I was trying, believe me, the whole day I was mamish killing myself. He never gave me other guys to work with. Yeah. So then what happened? So I called up the head of the Vad. It was a very tough yid. A stark Lubavitcher should be well. I called him up and I said, "I'm just saying, this is the Lashon. This is the Lashon that he said to me." I called him right up. I said, "Okay." And I called up and I sent him the Lashon. Obviously, that rabbi called him up, the caterer. Then the caterer came over to me, said a four-letter word, and he said, "I'm going to get you back." That's what he said to me. A four-letter word, a big fancy caterer, and "I'm going to get you back." I said, "Okay, that's another Lashon we'll put down." No, that's another Lashon. I said, "You could say that. I'm telling you what I said, you could say, but I'm telling you right now, I'm going at 6 o'clock, and I'm going to walk out with a big card I'm putting on my chest that says this is all treif. That's what I'm doing. At 6 o'clock, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk out and this is all treif." I said, I can maybe by 6:45, 6:50. But it's not enough time. The heat wasn't going long enough. The fire, I can't do it. And if you tell me that, I tell you I'm walking out and he says, "You can, so whatever you're going to threaten me, your panos is finished. Because I'm going to tell every single person in every Rosh Hashiva that's coming that you tried to pass them treif." That's what I'm going to tell. So he got very, the cursing was unbelievable. And the mice had started around, I told them that they could, you know, it was right at 7 o'clock, you know, to do it. So I came home, you know, very tzibrochen from this whole thing. And I told that rabbi who stood behind me, he was very stark. And afterwards he gave him penalties and other things happened to this guy. He's still serving chay for some short time. I mean, he's still in business, this guy. But I remember I came home and I said to my wife, I got to do something else. I'm finished with this. I'm not doing this to be in such a matziv. You know, I mean, you know, I was teaching at that time, but I had to we couldn't make ends meet. I said, "I'm not doing it." But I was thinking afterwards that this is the matziv that we're in Golus. I said, I really wasn't angry at the guy because I understood he was afraid for his panosa. He's working on this, you know, for 20 years to build up a panosa, and you're going to tell an island of 1,200 people that you know. But then I said, you know, and I tried to talk to him. I said that everybody here will be understanding. Of course, that's not true. But I said people don't want to eat treif. People don't want to eat treif. They want to eat, and it's opening at 6 o'clock. The smorgasbord finished. I said, "You mean even if it's chazer? That's not the point. They have to eat at 6 o'clock." So this panai le'ayrif. This is the matzah that Klai sells in Golis. It's a very, very sad thing. These things are going on Keseda when we go to hotels for these chasnas and things. Keseda. When a person's oisik and dvarim gashmiyim, his slavas, that a person is otherwise, I'm sure, you know, I mean, he's a shomer mitzvah person, that he's prepared to give 1,200 Jews tarfis. Again, I shouldn't be in that place. Maybe I got to be able to do the same thing if my whole panos is in danger, you know, for those 45 minutes. But it's because I was thinking, it's not so much his fault. I was trying to be Mlamas Chusin, the guy. He taka knows his clientele. And he's probably right that, you know, that it could cause him a lot of tsaros. That if he doesn't get it out on time, that he's going to have huge aggravation of people are going to say, "We're not going to him," and they're going to, over what? Over a spare rib. Over a halucha, over a stuffed cabbage. that this is where we are in it is our matzav in Golis. That we're in such a crazy place. And for what? For 45 minutes of stuffed cabbage and little hot dogs. That's what we're holding. So that's what the Tanya is explaining here. He says, "In my sugu dvaram gashmiim b'hislavus." When it comes to dvaram gashmiim, there's such a hislavus. Everybody gets so excited and fahitzed about physical things. The teros of avodos he bekriyus. But what? But the learning and the davening, the learning and the davening, there it's bekriyus. 45 minutes, okay. The shiur is cancelled. Oh, all right. We'll be meichel you. You can't cancel the smorgasbord. But if the shiur is cancelled, the rabbi doesn't feel good or something, oh. Or if for some reason, you know, it's davening, a person wakes up late, they don't see the results of brachin. So it's the whole learning and davening is bekriyus, is with coldness. Kmitzus anoshim ulumada, just by habit. Nikra ponoi la'irif. This is called ponoi la'irif. This is turning your back to me. I'm not far from you. So you're turning your back. Davsha poinim elav yizbarach. Ayidei sha'iske b'tar mitzvahs. I mean, they are with Hashem. You're putting on tefillin. You're davening. You're doing stuff. They're in Hashem's presence. We're not talking about a person that's not religious, so to speak. We're not talking about a person that doesn't keep mitzvahs. Keeps mitzvahs. You're standing there with your tefillin, and your back is to Kadosh Baruch. Your back is to Hashem. You can go places Hashem Yerachem are physically in shul during davening. People are facing the wrong way. They're talking to each other, not even facing their own kairi. They're not even facing the Baal Tefillah. No, we're facing the Baal Kairi. Where it's not just spiritually, but physically, upon Olei Arif, that they are in kairi. This is that nothing. Upon Olei Arif. So you're putting out film, you're keeping mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah, or mikomakam harizarak ba'ayrif b'chitzayin yusuf. But you're doing it in a way which is not facing me. Because the things that you're facing are physical things. That's what you face in your life. Maybe that's the meaning of let's face it. You know? What are you facing in life? That's the big question. What is it that you're facing in life? It's a big question.
Let me see. Everything we see, we're visual people, and
so that's our tendency is to face those things that we see. Now listen, I don't see the Rosh Hashanah, but I see the rib steak, right? That's hard. That's what's hard. It's very, very hard. But that's the big question: what are you facing in life? What are you looking at? You have to do these things. You have to eat, and you have to sleep, you have to drink, you have to do all those things, and you have to keep mitzvahs. You have to do all those things. The shaila is, what are you facing? And physical things are all called acharayim. That's behind. That's achor. That's the end of creation. Those things. Okay, so the kira v'richuk. He explains closeness and distance. When we talk about Hashem anywhere in Tanakh. Anywhere we speak about Hashem being close or far, obviously it doesn't mean anything physical. It can't be physical. Kim loy kalaretz, kavaydai. The whole world is filled with Hashem's glory. There's no such thing. Physical. Ela richok huk she'en pnimiyus ha'adam shkua ba'avaydas Hashem. To be far from Hashem means when you're serving Him is in this way of the back. When you're not serving Him in a way of pnimius. When your pnimius, when your inner heart is given over to things of this world as opposed to Hashem. V'amoshal is a May Odom ha'omed b'kirv malkam ha'chaveira el shenepach orpo elov. He's standing right next to the guy, but your back is to him. She'en kan richug malkam. Richug malkam. You're not far away. Physically, you're right next. You're mamish next to him. But from the perspective of what's really going on, you're the tachlis harichuk. You're mamish, the furthest away. You're very, very, very far away. Yom Kippur, we come and we face Hashem. Listen, Hashem. The Torah of the 13 meters. Yom Kippur, Magim Yisrael, Madrega Zu. What Madrega? The Panim upon him, face to face. The Vishalzu's man is Galus Shleishes Amidus Arachim Shem Mshechas Licha Savainus. Because then Hashem reveals the fullness of His face, the 13 meters of Hashem's Rachim, and we face Him, and there's Slicha, there's forgiveness, and so on. Vizal Harichuk Vakiv Shem Machol. Vazu Gamkein Machol Loshem Mechilas Oven. This is what we learned before. In the dance that we have with Hashem, right? It's called the machol, the dance, and it's lashon, as we learned, mechilas avinus. And the way of the dance is, you go away, and then you get close. You go away, and you get close. That's how. That's the rikud. So after the being far away now we learn doesn't mean physically, it means that you're turning the other way. And now, Yom Kippur means you're facing Hashem Yisbarach. And on that day of Machol, Machol means Mechilas Avinus, when your avers are forgiven and you're able to look at Hashem in the eyes. Aslichas Avinus, Ayideh is Galus, Slices, Amidus, Rach, and Nemar, Inuchadechim, Geshon, Geshon, Gelabino, and Yadu, Katam, Ketsem, Yiyu, Kesheleg, Ketsem, Ramzim, Ayud, Gimel, Amidus, Rachimim. The snow and the wool are hinting to the 13 meters of Rachamim, Kamesha Kosev, as it says in Daniel, Levushe Kislog Chivar. Hashem's garments are white like snow, Usar Reshe Ka'amar Nike, and the hair of His head is like beautiful clean wool. Umavur B'mokam Acher, it's explained elsewhere, Shelevushav Usar Reshe Halavonim, that the white garments and the white hair of Hashem, these are referring to the 13 midas arachmim. Ulefichach, misalim kol yisrael yisponim upon him mechnis pinimius nekudas halev. So Yom Kippur, the whole Jewish people lifted up to this madrega of panim upon him, which is a pinimius nekudas halev. Mitzad his galus viskar v'zois shalakadosh baruch hu levnei yisrael b'yom kippurim, because of this closeness of Hashem Yisbarach to bnei yisrael in Yom Kippur, which is revealed through the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, Mis'al Miyisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Pnimiyis Levavam V'Nafsham. Then we could finally fulfill as Panecha Hashem Avakesh, that we seek Your face. And with all of our Pnimiyis, we're able to turn to Hashem. V'lchein Yom Kippur Ein Bo Le'achila V'Le'Shesiyah. Page Resh Pei Aleph. Therefore in Yom Kippur there's no eating or drinking and so on, all the other things that are forbidden. When we understand the name Kippur, there's no eating or drinking and so on. It's not because Hashem wants us to suffer physically or to deprive us of our physical needs that we fast in Yom Kippur. That's how a person whose back is faced Hashem feels. What kind of a business is this? I can't eat, I can't drink. What kind of rules are these? The union of Yom Kippur is that a person goes to a higher place. Upon him. What are you, on Yom Kippur, you're facing Hashem. So in Mele, you're on a higher Madrega. Like Bias Atzma Madrega, he's above eating and drinking. It's silly to him. If you come over to a person, when the person's in the middle of the most important thing in his life, you know, the guy with Echves, let's say, this guy's like proposing to his wife, to his kala, right? He's proposing to his kala. And in the middle of you're just saying the lashon of proposal, and what happens is like some goofy friend of yours, you know, it pops into the restaurant. Like I know people don't propose in restaurants anymore. They have to like underwater in scuba gear and stuff like that, or coming off a parachute. You know, it's not enough just to say you want to marry me. I guess they figure they might as well prepare them for the marriage, which is going to be underwater. And
you can't talk when you're under the water.
Sure.
What?
You only
can't talk.
No, I guess you could put some.
You can only talk with the.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's all a preparation for the future married life. It's no talking. You're choking me. I can't breathe. You know, all of the hachanis for marriage. But imagine if you're in the middle of, you're in the restaurant like in the old days, right? And which is also now Ashkayt in the restaurant. I'm just saying, but in my old days, not the old days. The old days is like, you know, you can just talk to a person straight, and you know, you could say under chuppah, we have a good Ashkayt. You don't have to make all these guys in Ashkayt. But okay, at least it was in a restaurant. I remember I proposed to my wife in Moshe P. King. I don't know if you remember that place. Wow. Gedenkst, Menachem. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, all the Chinese waiters saying Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. So that was Pnimius Alev. Yeah. That's I know. He was a nice guy.
Very nice.
Yeah. So the you're in the middle. You're just proposing, right? And you're in the middle. You're trying to, and you've been working on this like it's so hard for you, the whole thing, the lush. And somebody comes right out. You know, some friend of yours just comes over. Right. You're in the middle of saying something. He comes over to you, starts like, "Hey, what's doing? Who's this, your latest girlfriend or something? What do you got? You want, we're going bowling Thursday?" So you know, it's like you want to kill the guy. Because at that moment, you're so you're like you're not thinking of chlal. You're above these inyanim, you're your friend, and you're above all these things. It's so silly. Everything looks so silly. That's what it means. Yom Kippur not to eat. Not that the Baruch Shalom is coming to you and saying, you know, I want to deprive you of eating. That's why he said before that a person who's lovesick can't eat because he's in a different place. He's thinking about something else. If you can imagine you're in the middle, you got this client. It's like this $10 million client that you've been waiting for your whole life, and you have 15 minutes to talk to the guy. Less, you have 5 minutes to talk to this guy, and if you sell him, you got that $10 million deal, and you're sitting with him. You got this 5 minutes. You've been waiting for 20 years to meet this guy for 5 minutes. And he sits down, you're in the room, everything's quiet, and you sit there and you take out a brown paper bag with a pastrami sandwich. He says, "Excuse me, I always eat at 12 o'clock, I'm sorry." You're a crazy person. If someone would even say, "What about your sandwich? You always eat it to Mr. So-and-so, it's 12 o'clock, it's time for lunch, your secretary comes in, it's 12 o'clock, time for pastrami." So the guy, he would say, "What are you, crazy?" He was not even thinking, I'm not hungry. That's what Yom Kippur means. You're not in that place at all. When a person's facing a Kadosh Baruch Hu be'emes, especially after a whole year of panuelei ayref of being turned the other way, and finally it's panecha Hashem avakesh, so then that's the not eating or drinking, and even the other inyanim that have to do with the family inyanim that they're also. That a person's bechalal, when a person's the Baruch Shalom, there's that feeling of love sickness. So there's no love for anything or anybody else. There's nothing else. That's what he says.
So Leitchik, in one of his tapes, describes in his advanced age, he dreads not being able to fast on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, I remember that.
To be able to meet his.
Yeah, that was the thing that he said he was made. It's in the Sefer too. That's what he said that worried him more than anything in the world. That he wouldn't be able
he
to.
He looked forward to the ability to cleanse himself.
He was on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I remember being this year. He was in a different place. He was like, from already a few days before Rosh Hashanah, he was totally in a different place. No, he was in a different place. For all those who think like he is, you know, so Kalta Litvak, he was in a different place before Shem Yom Kippur. And then Aseret Hamitzvot, he was in a different place. He was like, he was mamash on fire. It was something to see. He could, because normally everything by him was, you know, everything by him was so masud. It was his seich. It was like, you know, you could see like it was hard to believe that his skin was able to hold his seichel in. And it was all like seder and masuda and learning and lumdus, and there wasn't a personal word that was spoken. It was all in learning, but at that time of the year, he was like in a different place. We just would sit back in total awe. He was in a different place. It was all chassidus and avodah. It was unbelievable to behold. It was a whole, you know, for those who didn't only heard about him or read about him and didn't see him, but it was bechlal. It's a different madrega. The fact that we have to eat physical things is a bizyanis, that a person has to eat physical things in order to live. The whole thing is bizyanis. A tzelem elokim, someone who's created in God's image, has to have a piece of food. He depends on a physical thing. It's bizyanis. That's all from that part of reality that's called achor, the end. That's embarrassing.
And all of that is mitzad yirid esnaf shalachayim aguf shalamatim mikol nevram. The only reason is because our neshama descended to the body, and the body is lower than everything else in the world. That you have to, that a Jew has to eat. He has to, that he depends on having some food. It's all from the left side of the heart. It's all external, outside, back. It's all from that part. Shumolei dam, which is filled with blood. Many sivadavia. Shahadam hu anefesh nasim achil shasi. Of course, from the eating and drinking, that changes into the blood that gives vitality to the physical body. Mashani can be Yom Kippur, mezgalad b'chins pnimias alayv sheinizm achil shasi gashmis. And when it comes to Yom Kippur, that's not your food anymore. The whole year, the chicken and the fish and the cereal and the bread, that's your food. And Yom Kippur, that's not your food. And Yom Kippur, you're not being fed by physical things. And Yom Kippur, you're being fed by your closeness to Hashem. You're being fed by the tefillas, by the piyutim, by the tshuva, by the nigunim, by the mechila, by the slicha. That's what you're being fed with. And Yom Kippur, the inner heart is revealed. A person knows that I don't depend upon apples and oranges, on cheese and on steak. That's not my life. My life depends on Espanecha Shamavakesh. Father Rabbi, b'chinas kedem. Because in Yom Kippur you come to a place of kedem, which means you come back to who you were before you descended into a physical body, before you needed physical things. You come back to the madrega of kedem, of before creation, before you ever needed a salami sandwich. You come to a place like that. Shalomal and Kulnavrin Kanal. Let's just read the kitzur, the summary. Hascholos Havayda de Tishrei. The beginning of the Avodah of Tishrei is the Sa'ir b'meshach aseres ha'metshuva b'meiros, is the feeling of unbelievable bitterness and brokenheartedness at the beginning by the 10 days of tshuva. Agar l'aricha b'kadosh baruch, how far you are from Hashem. V'yidezeh zoichim yom kippur l'kir of pnimi ima yisbarach. Through this you're able to achieve once again that closeness where you're able to face Hashem from his panim upon him on yom kippur. Zokasha kol pnimi yisodim magamoso hi el Hashem v'avadoso. That's when your entire inner life, everything you are, your whole tachlis is only to be given over to Hashem and his avodah. And all the physical things of your life, you do them, but you do them in a way of coldness, and you face them with your back. That's how you live in this world. You face the world with your back. Lefi Shabiyam Kippur Mezgal in the Kudus Pnimis Alev, and Yom Kippur, the inner point of the heart is revealed. Pnis Kedem Mishabadam. Lefi Achach, therefore, Ein Baichil Shasiyah. There's no eating and drinking. Not because Hashem wants to deprive us, because it's not shaykh. That it's silly. It becomes silly. Ki madrega zu nishmas adam kshur melakus, because on the madrega of Yom Kippur, the soul of a person is so tied up with Hashem. But if it's ein adam tzarech lachil siyakum, you don't need it. You don't need to eat and drink it. It's not because you can't. It's because that you're not allowed to. You don't need to. It's not what gives you life. You realize in Yom Kippur that what gives me life is the Baruch Shalom. That's not what gives me life. The eating and the drinking. Now, how that all ties into what happens then, Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, which is the Maimer Biyama Shmini, that is Hashem will continue with next week.
That's good.